Am I the only one? Shit, I thought I was late.
You should have been late. You like you just chilling.
Nah, hey, I'm just now chilling. My wife had me doing shit, and I lost track of time.
Hold on, Chris.
I was just like, damn, it's already 9 o'clock. Let me check my email.
What up?
What's good?
What's up, big bro?
What's good with you, dog? Didn't think you was gonna tune in, my nigga.
Nah, I was, man. My job let me leave work early today. I came home. I went to sleep till about 5. I got up and then shit. Brittany had me doing shit. So I ain't even really been paying attention to my phone.
Woman, I was doing some shit,
man. Had my ass doing stuff. It's all good, though.
You got
Jesse, go put a shirt on, please. I'm gonna probably see the man honks.
That nigga got a tank top on.
That motherfucker stopped right above. Yeah, that motherfucker stopped. It's a belly button. It stopped right above his belly button.
Pooh Bear, baby.
Pooh Bear, baby.
Oh, God.
In the honey.
Oh, God.
That nigga man got a tank top on, man. Baby, he got one of your tank tops on.
You got the first question, Brando?
Oh, I actually do. Okay. I actually do. I got one for y'all, man.
All right,
are we recording already?
No. I was just asking before.
Hold on. I got to think. Hold on. I got to put it in my notes. Hold on, so I don't forget. Because it's actually a two-part question. Damn. All right, I think I got it.
All right.
Yeah, we ready.
All right, and we are live. Welcome to another great episode of Legal Drug Dealers Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Green, a.k.a. Took the Weed and Lead the Money, a.k.a. These Bitches on Me. You see Sexual Chocolate out here. To the left of me, I got Chris, a.k.a.
What's happening? A.k.a. C. Will, a.k.a. Chris with the Stick, a.k.a. Far East Chris. What's happening?
To the right of me, I got Bando, a.k.a.
Stuntastic. That's all y'all need to know.
Straight out the plastic.
That's all y'all need to know. Straight like that.
All right, you say you got the first question. What you got?
Yeah, for sure, man. So, y'all know, y'all long day at work. Y'all come home, and you walk in the room, and you see a dyke fucking your girl.
Nigga, what the fuck?
Do you leave her, or do you give her another chance?
I'm gone, nigga. What Hold you on. Mean?
Keep going.
You leaving her,
bro? Ain't no coming back from that, dog.
Right.
You walk in.
You walk ain't in. Ain't no coming. Yeah. And look, and the doc she turns around and the whole thing with the strap on. With the strap on. Nah, it's over with. I'm gone. It's over with. I ain't gonna be able to do it. Cause shit, a dyke shit, that's like a nigga. That's a female that wanna be a nigga.
Nah, it's a wrap. Ain't no coming back from that at all, bro.
Nigga bleeding there.
What? See red, nigga.
Hey man, but shit. Yeah, I'm gonna have to leave. I was gonna say, nah, I might give her another chance, but nah, hell no.
Nah.
Hell nah. In your house?
Right, yeah, you walk into that, like, your girl's like getting done in with a strap on and everything.
Nah, that's definitely a no go.
No go?
Yeah, it's definitely a no
go. All right. So, what are both y'all cheating? So, what are both of y'all cheating at the same time? Do y'all give?
Don't
do
matter.
Do you give her a chance, or like, do you try to work it? Like, what if y'all both cheating?
No, man.
You both at the same time.
Yeah, y'all both cheating at the same time.
No, and I'm gonna tell you why.
I never
brought it to the crib though. Like, I walk in, my nigga. You know when I get off work.
But you cheat too though. But you cheat too though.
Man.
But what if you did the crib and just didn't get caught?
Nah. I didn't get caught. That's the thing.
They gotta X each other out, man.
No, how she gonna, if you never got caught, how she know? She don't know that.
And my thing is, man, it's gonna either be, look, what you trying to do? I'm gonna be like, what you trying to do? You trying to be with me, you gonna be with that nigga. That's what I'm just gonna hit her with.
See, fuck this it. Is what I think. Nah, listen.
Straight up, fuck it.
No, listen to this. I think she already made her mind up by having her there when she know you get off work. I think that's her answer. Nah, he didn't say that, though. He said you came up a long day of work.
Long day of work.
Walk in.
Okay.
And you walk in, and you just walk in. Early, you think everything's all good.
Yeah, coming home early is different. But you come home at your regular time, and
you think everything's all good.
You hear some new addition of somebody playing. You looking like, oh, shit. And you walk in the room and then bust your eyes, man. Hell nah. Nope.
I thought you were going to say like Floor Tree or something.
And the chick where it look like Lil Boosie.
You going to look like Lil Boosie, though.
Yeah.
Lil
Boosie or Manny Fresh.
Yep.
All right, I got one more question. One more question and I'm done. So, say if you, I guess, all right. I don't know if it's going to make sense, though. So, you got a side chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see her, I don't know, would it be called cheating? No, I guess it wouldn't be cheating, right?
That is cheating if you have a side chick.
Okay, yeah. I'm talking about, like,
oh, okay.
I'm talking about her, though. I'm talking about for her, like, you see her with another nigga or something. So, she's your side chick, but you think that you, how can I say this?
Oh, no. Okay. So you have,
you know what I'm saying?
You see your side.
So you mean like on what movie was that? Why
you got
did
a side
I get married? When dude was like he ain't going nowhere with her, he was talking about he didn't want his side chick to date the sheriff dude. Why did I get married? Some niggas is possessive, man.
You
want your side chick to only be with you,
but
you can't only be with her.
Yeah. And then you see her
crazy.
Somewhere with a nigga, man.
A dude to get mad for real.
I don't know. It depends. Like, if they on a date, cool. Well, it also depends on who the dude is. Like if it's somebody, you're like, oh, she just bullshitting around.
What if it's a nigga that you don't know, though?
I don't know.
If a nigga that you don't know, you ain't never met him, you probably went through a phone, ain't never seen his name, and like, shit, you don't know who he is. And you just see him at the park or a mall or something, just walking together. He's just like, hold on.
You got to break that up.
Bitch. You got to break that up?
Yeah.
But shit, you got a girl at the crib, though.
Nah, that don't matter. That's
what's crazy. That's what Chris was talking about. That's what Chris was talking about.
Nigga, how is that issue? You have a whole woman.
That don't matter, man.
Niggas is crazy. I told
Jesse,
you.
Man,
it's
Jesse,
a possessive thing.
Man. I'm on your side, Jesse.
Y'all
man.
Niggas is wild.
I'm on your side with that with Jesse,
it's
man. Yeah, that's disrespectful,
thing,
man. We gotta have it all to ourselves, man.
Yeah, the thing is, and then if I get you out in public with him,
see, y'all not thinking. Selfish. Y'all not thinking, man.
No, I'm
thinking. You want her to have another dude.
No, because then what if she leave me?
You have a woman.
I know.
We know that. We're not worried about her, though. We're not worried
about her. That nigga said, what if she leave me?
But, hey, can you imagine this? Can you imagine a side chick breaking up with you? That's depressing. If a side chick break up with you, like, I can't do this no more. I got a new boyfriend. What?
I'm tired of being the second one in your life.
Yeah.
Hey, she don't even know she the side chick.
No, I'm saying if she know and she's cool with it, and then one day she come
to you. Oh, it might be different then.
No, but I'm saying if one day she come to you and be like, yeah, I'm in love with somebody else. What?
Yeah, that probably would throw you off.
Yeah, nah, I'm cool. We ain't doing that.
What you mean you in love with somebody else?
Yeah.
You probably in love with the side chick anyways.
Well,
some niggas do.
I mean...
He'd be like, yeah,
I mean,
you bring me Subway on Friday. Like,
And Jesse, you know, we know some, we know somebody that didn't, you know.
I ain't staying. I'm standing out of this one. I'm standing out of
this.
Oh,
you talking about
I'm standing out of it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm standing out of it.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I don't know who you're talking about, man.
So let's see what else we got on the docket.
No, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. Nigga.
We got a lot of sports.
Who is it, though?
Said it towards the end.
Who was it? I probably ain't gonna know nothing, man. I probably don't know.
You wouldn't know him. You don't know him.
Yeah, I finna say yeah.
Jesse know him though. Jesse know him real well.
All right, we saving all the we save all the sports to the end because there's a lot of sports stuff.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Let's go to. Let's see. Y'all want to touch the Joe Biden thing?
What about it?
I still didn't watch the clip. I've been hearing him say.
What did he say? He said if you vote for
the bluff, right?
If he can't, if you don't know who to vote for.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're still debating to vote for Biden or Trump, then you ain't black.
Hold on. So is that like towards Trump, right?
Yeah, but this is an 80-year-old man saying, "Hey, if you black people don't vote for me, y'all ain't black."
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know. And that seems a little racist. I ain't taking it in a racist way. I don't think I did.
I mean, but can an 80-year-old white man take away your black card?
No, because he got because he's fine.
He's like 80, and he's like, "Hey, if you ain't rolling with me, you ain't black."
I'm telling you, man. It's that Obama shit, man. He was Obama's nigga, so he felt like Obama didn't already endorse him.
So he call us niggas.
So he's a shoe-in.
He probably best, do though. He probably do.
Yeah. He probably
like, be saying hell at that.
He said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't say nigga.
That's why he talking like that.
He basically just said come to death, bro.
Basically.
Yeah. 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 Bloodbath.
I ain't never heard a white person say, "Hey, if you don't do this, you're not black." I've never heard a white person say that.
It is white.
So is he running for president?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't vote for him, you ain't black.
I was gonna say I might have to vote for him, man, because if he become president, shit, he might take my black card. That man might take my black card from me. I don't know, man.
I don't know about the politics stuff. I don't know if I'm even voting. I shouldn't say that, but I don't
even know how this voting shit gonna go with all this corona shit going on.
That shit is still going on, huh?
I don't know how this body gonna. Yeah, this shit keep freezing.
Damn. Nah, that shit is still going on, eh?
Yeah, we got to vote in November. It's still gonna happen. Yeah. They don't care.
No. What's
shit freezing too.
We good over here, baby. That's you. I told you, man, Chris, man. I told you about trying to connect that McDonald's Wi-Fi, man. Quit doing that shit, man. That shit ain't worth it, dog. It's free, but it ain't good connection, baby. He's still frozen.
He's there. He's at McDonald's now.
Draymond just frozen. What you doing?
He's still frozen.
Hey, Chris. All right, yeah, y'all. Why you ain't saying nothing? Are you frozen?
Yeah,
you
still frozen.
I'm trying to figure out if y'all niggas are still frozen. Nah, I'm like, wait a minute. These niggas like
you sleep or frozen, man?
Right.
Nah. I'm looking at y'all. I'm like, is these niggas moving or they lips moving or what?
I'm like, we trying to figure out with you. You just standing there like if you move like we.
I was concentrating, man. I was looking at y'all face like, is these niggas' eyes, eyebrows moving? I'm waiting for somebody to do some shit. Y'all niggas looking at me. I'm looking at y'all. Y'all looking at me. I'm looking at y'all. I'm like, what the fuck?
Are you frozen? Are you asleep?
Yeah.
Man, y'all crazy, bro. All
right. Fuck, I didn't even get his name. Anybody know the name of the wrestler that passed away?
The dude. Remember, man. We had talked about him in a group chat before. I don't know his name. I don't know how to say his name, but he was in a tag team group called what's it called? Crime Stopper or something like that? Or something crazy.
What wrestler?
Black
man,
dude.
Where you been at, nigga?
And I don't know. The only person I know hurt that died was Jerry Sloan and Patrick Ewing got the coronavirus.
No disrespect. No disrespect. But I thought Jerry Sloan passed away of dementia a long time ago.
No, man.
Like, because he hasn't, like, I swear to God, I thought he died. I swear to God.
No, all
right. I thought he passed, like, right when he retired. Like no, right, like, the day no, after. Like, no. I thought he died.
Shad Gaspard.
Is that how you say it?
Or Gaspard. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
They was the, they used to dress up in, like, boots and, like, blue jean pants and a tank top. Yeah. He said, Drag. It's
what's their name?
I can't. I can't think of his tag team, what they call. I think it was like Crime Something. It was Crime Something. I can't think of the top of my head.
Well, I got a question. So you don't know about it at all, Chris?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So him and his son was at the beach and they were swimming. They got caught in a riptide.
It's
different than like some kind of big waves or whatever.
Yeah, that shit just pushed him away or something like that.
Yeah, so him and his son got caught in there, but then the lifeguards came and they was coming to get the father. And the father save my son. Mm-hmm. So they went to save the son, and the dad ended up drowning.
Yep. He floated onto Venice Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
So the son survived?
Yeah, son was 10. Yep. So question. Yep.
Damn.
The lifeguards is coming to you.
Don't put him in this predicament, man.
What you say?
What is your response? Do you get on a little ski thing, like, oh, let's go get my son? Or are you like, nah, let me go. I'm go get my son.
Nah, go get my son. Nigga, let me die.
But nah, I think I can, me and the lifeguard can work together and go get him. Maybe I would just me drowning.
Nah, man. Go get my son first. And you come back and get me.
No, if you're coming towards me, ain't no reason for you to turn around. That don't make sense.
Nah. Keep coming.
You better finish what you started.
You better finish.
You gotta come back anyway. Go get my son.
Just come on.
How you go? You can't swim and just be like, do you want me to come get you? Well, never mind. I'm just gonna chum around. Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah, you have to come here. Save just come
me.
On.
You better come get me, man. Yeah.
That is crazy, man.
You always have my son.
Chris just wants to
get
die
my son too. First.
You can just always go. Have another son.
Now, look, if you ask Jesse to go get his daughter, that nigga gonna be like a fucking Aquaman.
We was talking about sons.
He's gonna make sure he's
we were talking about sons.
Yeah, what are you talking about? No one said anything about daughters. What are you talking about?
I know. I'm saying you gonna leave JoJo out there to drown.
Oh, froze.
Now you. You ain't shit, man.
I swear to God, man. No, he didn't.
You
know,
ain't
man.
Shit.
That man said I froze. Oh, man, y'all wild.
Wow,
man.
Chris, you're not even second guessing. Just
no, bro. All right,
man.
Go save my son, man. Fuck that. What you mean?
All right, Bando, your answer.
Do you know
you gotta come get me. No, you come get me. No, I still got shit to live for. You come get me. I can make it. Like you said, I can make another one. Yeah. Shit, I'm having to make one now. But shit, I can make it.
You can come get
it. It don't even matter. Because you come get me.
And especially if your wife ain't there and she won't know.
Oh, shit. Hold on, Jesse. I don't know, bro. Hold on now.
What?
Hold on, man. How am I supposed to break it to the wife, though?
You can be like, hey.
That's not going
shit.
Nah.
No, that's the time to disappear.
Nah, never mind, Jesse. I ain't fucking with you, Jesse, man. Yeah.
Just don't go back home. That's a perfect time
just
to disappear.
Just don't go back home.
Yeah, both drown. That's a perfect time to disappear. That's a good excuse.
Where am I going? I'm just going to go change my name, change everything about me. Yeah. And whole identity. Nah, never mind. I'm good, Jesse, bro. You're on your own, man.
Because the thing is, all right.
I didn't think about the wife.
What if you did just having to survive and your son died? You can't go home anyway. So.
Not real. But shit, if I'm a single parent, though.
Hey, nigga gone.
That'll work. Yeah, that nigga gone.
You ain't shit, man.
Nigga gone. Yes, sir.
Shout out to Shad Gasper. That was a hero move. That was really good, though.
That's what you're supposed to do, man.
That's messed up. But no, there's certain instances where you just gotta let your kids go. Like that that kid that went down there with the gorilla.
Oh yeah. See,
I'm not going to go to fight a gorilla.
See, when you want to do that, you don't deserve to be saved.
Yeah.
But then again, that's on a parent dude for not watching their kid.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's for real. Come on, Sub Zero.
Get over it. Fine.
It's okay. You're going to have to start your whole conversation over, Chris.
When did that happen? That was in, like, New York or somewhere, right? Or Cincinnati?
No, I think it was in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Yep, it was in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati?
Yep. Yeah. That's on a parent, though, for not watching that kid, man.
Yeah, because you got to climb that goddamn thing. Hey, again, I don't care.
Hell yeah. You had to be in a whole nother world for you not to realize
bad parenting don't equal climb down there with a gorilla. That's your dumb ass fault.
Kids, man.
I don't understand it.
I done did some bad parenting, and my kids know, like, fell and scraped their knee. They ain't never went down there with a fucking gorilla. That's just dumb. You don't know. I'm gonna go down there and go fight the gorilla. There's no reason for both of us to die.
That gorilla was fight dragging it. That little boy all through there.
Yeah, and then my ass would have jumped down there. The gorilla looked at me like, what the hell are you doing down here?
Yeah, that gorilla would have told you.
Would have told my ass.
Oh, you want some too?
Oh, yeah, you want some too? Yeah.
No.
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 Yeah, some things happen with kids. You just got to let them learn. It's a learning lesson, man. It builds character.
Yeah.
You ain't shit.
I always make another one, my brother.
Yeah,
they come and they go, man. They come and they go.
I'm not laughing at y'all, man. Y'all fucked up.
That's why they turn 18 and leave. Yeah. They got to leave for a reason.
Yeah.
So, hey, when it's time, it's time.
All right, so let's just change the question, Chris. If your child was like 20 and y'all both was like in the rib tie thing and y'all was about to drown, you still going to say tell the lifeguard to go get him? He froze again.
Bruh, save my dog, bruh. Oh. Save my child.
Okay, you dumb. Then you deserve a drink. If he 18 or 20, he on his own.
Before I save my child.
18 or 20, he got good lungs, man.
You got a grown-ass man, dog.
Yeah.
Save my
18, 20, that's a grown man.
And he got good lungs. He be all right.
Yeah, right. He should be able to swim his ass back.
Hell no.
He should be saving me. 20. He should be saving me. We don't even need a lifeguard. My son should be saving me. He's 20 years old. He should be saving me.
I agree with that.
And I feel if I get on the back of the jet ski with a lifeguard, we got a better chance to save him. So save me first. That's how I feel. Yeah, save me first.
Nah, I ain't. My son's gonna have to come get me.
Anyway, roll to me. I'm like, oh, nah, turn around and go get my son. Nah, keep coming.
Keep coming.
Get me, man.
Ain't no reason for you to go halfway and turn around.
Turn around.
No. Come on. You ain't shit, man.
No. Come on.
All right, man. We how long have we been on lockdown? Like, what, 60, like 70 days or something?
Yeah, something like that.
End of February, yeah. Basically.
Something crazy. So yeah, we get towards the end, man. What y'all got planned?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You ain't going to go eat outside at McDonald's so you can hook up your Wi-Fi or anything, Chris?
Nah. Oh. Ain't shit changing over here, my nigga.
Yeah, I don't think we got anything planned. I don't think so.
Nah.
And lines and shit.
You see downtown, they blocking some streets off so restaurants can have outside dining.
Outside. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't gonna do that? They gonna go downtown?
The movie theater's supposed to be opening, but ain't shit in the movie theater.
Restaurants
for a while. Right, yeah. Ain't no movies. the hell they gonna show?
Ain't no movies, but the movie theater's supposed to be open like at 50%, but ain't no movies. Movie theaters just might as well just hang it up. It's over.
Yeah, for a while, yeah. Man, that's crazy. I ain't thinking about that. Can't nobody make no movies and shit right now.
Movies is over. Even the movies that are supposed to come out, they got pushed until next year because we can't go to movie theaters.
Right. Yeah. Damn, I forgot about them.
So even when they fully open in July, ain't no movies coming
out. Ain't no movies out. Yeah, the
movie theater's over with, man.
I don't know, man. Want to do something though? Go somewhere.
I'm not going nowhere now. We're gonna try to go somewhere for 4th of July, but that's that.
Yeah, July, August.
I don't think we're gonna do any shit. I don't even. Well, we're going down to Kentucky this weekend, I think.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go back home for a little bit, probably. Go fuck with them. Go fuck with these ugly people.
I need to go to Kentucky to go eat. It's this place I seen. It's called Little Pegs, I think.
Little Pegs.
Yeah, you ever heard of that?
Nah, I never heard of that.
It was on the Food Channel. It's called the Four Pegs. As in like
four pegs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what that is. Yeah. I ain't never been though. I know what it
what
is.
What they got?
They got like a some kind of food challenge. I seen this shit the other day. Fire.
What kind of food they sell?
Everything. It's like a bar.
It's like a bar. It's on that Barstown Road strip. Go bar hopping. That's where it's at.
I forgot what meal I seen on there, but that shit look fire.
I ain't never really fuck with Barstown Road like that. I did sometimes though.
Is that the one that's over there by that water?
Nah. You talking about the water? You talking about water? The water? You talking about the high river?
Downtown? Is it downtown?
No. No, it's not downtown. No. Shit, you can do that too. Don't go downtown for the bars though. You can do that too. But I don't know if we're gonna go Saturday or Monday. I think I took Tuesday off from work. Okay. Yeah, I took Tuesday off from work. Got a nice little four day weekend.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's jump into the shits then, man.
Uh-oh.
I don't know where to start. I guess we can start with the Bradley Beal thing since it's the most relevant thing.
You see his agent shut that shit down.
Yeah.
And quick. Yeah, he said, ain't no Beal sweepstakes. It's all whip.
But
I don't see how that's going to work. Text, anyway.
They paid him another $70 million. Why wouldn't they just
Yeah, they gave him to him last offseason. Yeah, they gave it to him last offseason.
Why wouldn't they just trade him and just rebuild the team?
Why really like him, give him extensions? Because they like him and all together, I guess.
That extension is up the end of the end of next season, right?
No, I thought they just gave him a 2-year.
Because he probably had another 2 years left, so. I don't know. I can't remember if it was 2, 3.
But him, Kyrie, and KD ain't gonna work. I don't see that working at all.
Nothing's gonna work with Kyrie.
Kyrie just gotta stay healthy, man. He can't stay healthy, bro. He can't even play a full season. I don't think he's ever played a full season ever.
That's what I said. He hasn't played a full season since high school.
See, yeah, that's
like his junior year.
Even when he was playing with LeBron, he was never healthy.
Yeah. I forgot that the year that they won the ring, he played a half a season.
Yeah, because remember the finals before he broke his knee.
Yeah, he broke his kneecap or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He broke a kneecap, though. He broke a kneecap, though. Yeah.
That nigga broke his knee like he a running back, like he Barry Sanders or something.
Man, that's like a running back injury. Yeah. Yep, he broke his shit, yep.
Oh,
Kevin Love now. Kevin Love probably came straight back, though.
Yeah, but Kevin Love.
Mm-hmm. He injury prone, too.
Come back a week, he missed a week. He, like, missed just a lot.
He got hand problems.
He got them dumbass injuries. Always breaking his fingers and shit like that. Yeah.
he let what's the name do a karate move on him? Was it Olenek?
Oh, yeah.
He pulled that shit right out.
God damn!
How you let somebody do a karate move on you in the middle of a game?
He got suspended like 10 games after that shit.
He got suspended for that?
Yeah, he got suspended.
No, it wasn't that long. It was like 2 games.
I don't think it was 10 games, was it?
It was in the playoffs. It was like 2 games.
It was in the playoffs and it leaked over to the next season, bro. Remember, because J.R. Smith got suspended that game too for back elbowing Jay Crowder. Remember?
I think Olynyk only got like 2 games.
I think it was more than 2.
For that?
It was more than 2. It might not be 10.
That's soft.
I'm gonna say, yeah. He pulled his shit right out the socket, though.
Nah,
I don't think it was 10
for that.
I don't think it was 10.
Because I don't think he did it on purpose.
I don't think he did it on purpose.
You don't think he did it on purpose?
Yeah,
that nigga did that shit on purpose, man.
That nigga
did that shit on purpose, bro. That nigga, Kevin Love was trying to let my arm go. That nigga took it and did that yank shit on me. That nigga did that shit on purpose, man.
Fighting for a rebound, man. That's all it was, man.
That's all it was.
Kevin Love didn't even have the ball in his hand.
All right, and he taught him.
That was the first round, wasn't it?
Boston, yeah, first round.
And he taught Kevin Love ass, hell, I want to see you try to go for another rebound. That's all it was, man.
Kevin Love pondered. Man, I didn't have no luck with Kevin Love and Kyrie's ass.
You fucked up.
What y'all think of the last couple of episodes of The Last Dance, the last 2 episodes?
Can I go first? I felt like the Pacers was a pretty good team, Jesse. I thought you made it seem like they kicked y'all ass. Y'all took them to 7 games.
I didn't make it seem that way. I was just depressed.
Yeah, you said I don't want to watch the Bulls kick our ass and Utah Jazz. They didn't kick y'all ass.
Because I was depressed.
Y'all played them tough as hell.
Nigga, I was watching that game, watching what was going to win. It was 77-74, and I'm like, oh my goodness, we got a chance.
Yeah,
I was still watching like we had a chance to win.
Oh,
I seen that shit live.
That seems like that game. Them game, what was that? 3 and 4. It seemed like that had y'all going though, man. Mm-hmm. Three and four in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Reggie hit that shot in what was that game 4?
4.
Which one?
4. When he pushed,
when he bumped into Jordan.
When
yeah, he bumped into
Jordan. That was game 6, right? That was game 6, right?
No. It was either 4 or 5.
It was 4 or 5?
Yeah, because it was that shot.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just a little bump. So, what y'all think about Pippen? This just made me hate Pippen.
What about him?
Y'all still. All right, so Pippen didn't go back when he had to play for Tony Kukoc. He literally just sat down and said, "I'm not going in." That's all.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, but yeah, I remember that because he didn't get the last shot
because of the contract thing. Scottie Pippen decided to get his surgery in the summer, so he missed half of the season.
And that's everybody soft. Crying and shit.
Tony Kukoc was a better shooter than him, though.
Yeah, but
so it makes sense play, for him to get the ball.
Say, I'm not coming in. He literally quit.
Yeah, that was what.
And Phil Jackson, I feel like Phil Jackson said the right thing. Fuck him. Fuck him. I feel that. You my star player. You my star player. We ain't got Jordan. And he hit the fucking shot.
I know.
And he hit the fucking shot. Like, come on now.
Ain't nothing you can do. And he hit the shot. You're like, what the fuck?
I'm surprised he hit that shot, though. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I thought he was gonna miss it or something. I thought it was something to that.
Tony Kukoc supposed to be the man, dog.
That was a playoffs, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a playoff.
I think so, yeah.
It was a playoff. Yeah, man.
He saw it, man.
I didn't know when Jordan came back, the fucking playoffs was already starting. I didn't fucking know that.
And it was like 32 and whatever.
Yeah. that was reasonable. I think it was like 34 and 31 or something like that. Oh. It was all right. They were like, you
and
know,
they said, oh.
The Hawks could have got 30 games. Told you they had a chance.
32 and 50. That should never ever happen.
Shut down
again.
The Hawks season, man. Fucked up.
Well, you see here Stephen A. Smith going off, man, earlier.
I do not watch ESPN in a while.
I just seen a clip where they was asking, like, should they bring back the whole NBA? That nigga was like, hell nah, don't nobody want to see the Wizards.
That's true, though.
I don't think they're going to do that.
You got to bring him back.
He was like, we don't want to see none of them.
Just start the playoffs.
No,
just
but
start the playoffs. I agree, man.
You just start the playoffs. How you?
But the season you gonna have 30 over anyway.
You gonna have 30? Was it 31 teams in what, two stadiums? How the fuck is that gonna work?
Not gonna work.
Hey, if I'm an owner and I'm paying you, like, if they got 18 games left, that's like 40 million, not 40, but it's like $20 million if they pay for those 18 games.
But how you gonna play the games though? If they what the two sites is gonna be, probably gonna be Vegas or Orlando. It's gonna be the two sites.
Yeah, they can break. How does that go? They can do like six games a day.
Texas too. They threw Texas in there.
They threw Texas in there
because it's their stadium. You know, like they got San Antonio, Dallas. It's right. So spread out.
They can't do Texas
in there too.
Isn't this around the time that Houston get hit with a hurricane? It's always in the playoffs. They can't do Texas.
This man crazy.
Say I'm lying.
I don't even know. Honestly, man, like I'm just kind of confused
in
on like
in the playoffs, Houston get their ass, they get to drowning.
Like I'm confused on even how they get to drowning. Like how they gonna like I don't get it though. Like I don't know. Like are they gonna have like full seven game series? Like
yeah.
I'm confused.
The NBA's not coming back, man. There's no way they can do it.
I don't see how, bro. I don't see
like
how
I'm confused.
Either,
like how you only got two signings. Like how is that?
And they gotta keep those people isolated for like 2 months straight. They can't go nowhere. It gotta be like
yeah. Because what if one of the players actually get it? Like what they gonna do?
You gotta shut it all down.
They gonna have to.
Yeah, they gotta shut it back down again.
It's gonna be like summer camp, man. They gotta stay isolated for like 2 months.
That shit ain't gonna work, man.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Chuck it up to eight start over.
So we're gonna have a vacant fucking NBA champion. Chuck what the fuck?
Damn, that's ugly.
What the fuck? We're gonna have a vacant NBA champion? No. That don't even sound right, man. You gotta finish the season, man.
How?
What how though? How they gonna do it? Bro, what Jesse was saying, like and what if LeBron or somebody get it?
Yeah, it's not fair if too many people need it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's over.
And the thing is
the Lakers can't play without LeBron or like the Bucks can't play without Greek. Shit ain't gonna be right.
You can't have a season. So what they gonna call Vince Carter to come back? He ain't played in like 3 months. They were asking Vince Carter to suit back up. Like what can you do?
No, I believe they're gonna just if they do come back, they're gonna have to start the playoffs. That's meaningless to bring a lottery team. Nobody wanna watch them weak ass team play. Who the fuck wanna watch them play?
Nah, man.
I wanna watch their weak ass team play.
I agree.
I don't know, but wasn't
who
Memphis,
wanna watch who the
Memphis,
fuck wanna watch
Memphis
the Hawks
New Orleans,
team?
You wanna see New Orleans? New Orleans is in the ninth place. New Orleans and Memphis was fighting for eighth.
But New Orleans lost all them games. They was like six games behind Memphis. Wasn't they? They're like five games behind Memphis.
I thought Memphis was eight. New Orleans
Whoever's eight deserves to be in there. So if Memphis is eight, that's who's going to be in there. I don't know what to say now about New Orleans. They fucked that up. Yeah, they fucked up. That's their fault. That's their fault for starting 8-20.
They didn't know Corona was coming, man. They thought they had a chance.
They did have a chance. They had a chance.
Didn't nobody know Corona was coming for them? Let's see.
They fucked up, man. They fucked up a good ass NBA season, man, and probably a good ass NBA playoff. Corona fucked this shit up.
No, like, Portland is only two games back. You got to bring them back, man.
What you gonna have? New Orleans, Portland, and Memphis fight it out?
Portland. New Orleans is only three games back.
They only three games back?
Yeah, Portland's two games back.
So what you gonna have? You can have what? You can have Memphis play the 11th seed and have the 9th seed play the 10th seed. Whoever wins gets in.
No way. Actually, I'll take that back. Memphis is – that's weird. It's 1.7 out.
The difference is
1.7.
What? What is that?
I don't know. That's
a half a game?
I guess.
That's so who's the eighth?
No, okay, all right. So Memphis is 32-33. Portland is 29-37. New Orleans is 28-36.
Because so Portland would have to go on a crazy ass like win streak, bro. Like they would have
no,
to.
No, they only 3 games out, and because New Orleans didn't play that many games, they're only 3 games back, 3 games out too.
Yeah, I'll probably take Memphis though. I think Memphis might finish it off. But shit, they gonna get in anyway. They gonna start the playoffs, bro. I don't know how, but that's what they gonna do. I don't know how you start a regular season with 2 sightings. How the fuck are you gonna do that? How are you gonna play a game? Like I don't know, man.
But it was a good amount of games left.
It was. That's how, like you said, they don't have to play 10 games a night.
The Lakers only played 54
back to
games.
Back to back, probably.
So what is?
We'll play like what? Okay,
30 games play, left.
So well, okay, play what? 10 more games?
It's that many games left, really?
The Lakers are 49-14. What's that? 53 games?
That's probably why. Them records, shit. Everybody else got 30 losses.
Damn.
30, 20, and 30 losses. You got L.A. and who's that? Milwaukee with, 10 and 12 losses. You'll think the season's almost over with because they already got almost 50
wins.
Yeah,
they clinched it a long time ago.
The Lakers
got 29 games left. You got to finish the season, man.
Damn.
You got to think. This started in
The Lakers was what? A game or two behind Milwaukee?
Yeah. Like a game or two, yep.
They was like, 2.5 games or something behind Milwaukee.
What is it, Jesse? I know you look at his stats over there, man.
No, I'm sorry. It's not 29 games. It's 20 games left. Milwaukee is 53-12. Lakers is 49-14.
Yeah, 2 games.
Yeah.
2 games back.
It's 20 games.
Yeah.
20 games?
Yeah, it depends
on the games. Cut it in half. Do 10. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like you said, but then it depends on how many games you play 2 years ago. So, yeah, you're right.
But even if you do 10, like, how do you pick the schedule? Because, I mean, you don't got fans, so it really don't matter where you play or who's home or anything like that. But how do you pick the schedule?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Are we just going to get all the whack teams out of here? Like, we're not watching any Cleveland games or any fucking Golden State games?
What you gonna do? A private game?
I don't know. Just tell them to stay at home. There's no reason for Cleveland to leave home.
Yeah, that's true, Cleveland, that's Golden true, State. Like, why are we even playing? Golden State is what 15-40 something.
Nah, keep going. That's some other team. Shit, that's some other team.
Golden State is 15-50.
Yeah. Damn. Stay your ass at home.
Cleveland, fucking Atlanta.
T-Wolves only won 19. Don't say Atlanta. T-Wolves only won 19 games. With cat bum.
Don't say Atlanta.
Don't say Atlanta.
Don't say Atlanta. I had to, man, because they only got 20 wins.
Yep, they got more than the T-Wolves.
One more.
So you can't,
they got
so
20 wins, man. That's crazy.
Cats a bum, man.
So think about that. Oh, but hey, they could make. They have to win. If they win 20 in a row,
we can get 30 of those things.
They can get in the playoffs.
That's all I'm talking
about. I didn't
think
about that. That's 40 wins right there. You
that's
in there.
That's all I've been talking
about. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Ain't nothing happening, Captain.
Because of Corona, man. I think we was even on a win streak. Nah, we was on a losing streak. But, hey, we had that thing.
I bet they was on a goddamn winning losing streak.
Yeah, I don't see how this gonna come back.
They just so Jesse, man. They just young, man. You gotta understand that, man. They best players 20 years old.
No, so next
they
year,
young, man. They
next
just,
year is gonna be a problem.
Nah, so get like two year. More, man. Maybe like 2 more years, man.
Nah,
they gotta get their roster
year,
together.
Man.
4 seed? Oh, yeah. Man.
What, nigga? Yours on drugs?
Nigga, what? You said they better than Memphis?
No,
but anyway.
No, I'm gonna be honest, no.
This is a different conference though, so never mind. Different conference.
All right, so
Memphis still pretty good though.
What else? Oh, while we in the sports, rest in peace Jerry Sloan, even though Bando thought he died 10 years ago.
RIP.
Yeah. More like 15, but yep.
No, man.
Because I knew he had dementia and all that. I knew he had all that stuff going on, I thought he had that.
You're putting it on him.
No, he got dementia.
Yeah, that's why he retired. That's why he retired.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Teams were bums. There was no reason to keep coaching.
They had traded D. Will. That was over with.
Yeah, what the fuck was he going to keep coaching him for?
That's true. My bad, Jay Green.
Fucking bums.
Y'all see Karl Malone give his interview about the documentary?
I didn't listen to it,
but I seen it though. What'd he say?
I know he was talking about the Bulls
and shit.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he's sick of people saying that the Utah Jazz played Michael Jordan. He said, no, we played the Chicago Bulls. He said, was Jordan their best player? Yes. He said, but I was a bad motherfucker too. And you don't hear nobody saying the Bulls played Karl Malone and the Jazz said they played the Jazz like we played the Bulls.
So out of that,
Jordan wasn't a one man show.
That whole documentary, that was his response. He could have kept that shit. Said,
yeah, he could have.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Do we not know Michael Jordan kicked their ass every year though? Like, you can't really make it seem like it was Scottie and shit. Like, it was really Jordan though, for real.
My goodness. You see,
Patrick Ewing said the same shit though. Patrick Ewing, like, he did.
He was talking about when Jordan came back when he had that 45 when he what he dropped like 55 mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. And shit, yeah. Patrick Ewing, he said he had a great night. But then don't nobody remember that though.
Prayers up for Patrick Ewing.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he got corona.
But I mean, Africans can beat AIDS and stuff, so he got this corona.
He's African. Same thing.
But I'm saying
they all don't work. They all don't work.
Had Ebola, Zika. This ain't nothing for him. This ain't nothing for hot feet.
Because they don't wear shoes, man. They be fucking up.
Yeah. This ain't nothing for him, man. So he got this
shit. I hope nothing happens, though. I hope nothing bad happens, though, man.
He'll be all right.
Nah, I thought you was going to say something else, Chris.
Nah, I'm not saying nothing.
Okay.
I don't got nothing. Y'all said enough. I'm good.
I ain't say nothing.
We was getting words of encouragement.
I ain't say nothing. Y'all said enough. Me said enough. I ain't said nothing.
Okay.
Nah, that was just words of encouragement, man. Like, anything you supposed to do? You're like, oh, he's a warrior, you know. His family's beat AIDS. They beat Zika. Like, those are just words of encouragement. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They beat hunger and all that shit. So, you got that, man. Say nothing.
I hear you.
Prayers out for you. You wrong, man.
Man ain't shit, man. Look, you're right. He ain't shit, man.
You're wrong.
You ain't shit.
What else is going on in the news?
What the hell did I
say? Everything opening back up. We in phase, except for Marion County. Everybody else in phase three, they moved it up two days early.
People out clowning.
For Memorial Day weekend, motherfuckers. I ain't seen this many cars in the street in so long.
I had got off, nigga. I was in Plainfield for like 30 minutes trying to get home.
Yeah, they out.
Golly. I said, yeah, this is everything's opening back up for sure.
They out now.
Oh, man. I don't know how we skipped it. Shout out to the truth. Paul Pierce.
Oh my God.
I'm not
talking about that nigga, man. He be talking crazy, dog.
Why y'all, I was introducing the topic, man. What's wrong with y'all?
Because he's an idiot, bro.
Okay, let's be 100 real. Do you really, like, come on, man. Like, that nigga he's a hater. He's a hater, bro.
No, Chris, listen. Jesse, he said he had a better career than Dwayne Wade. Come on now.
He was caught in the spotlight. He was just trying to make good media because he was on TV that night.
Man, fuck that. I don't care about the same thing.
He's doing the same thing with old ugly ass.
All right, so shout out to the truth. Paul Pierce was
Fuck that nigga. Ain't no shout out to him.
Can I introduce the topic, man?
No, because I already know what you're going to say, man.
All right.
He didn't never do nothing. He didn't never do. He didn't never lead a team. What? Come on, man. Like, are you serious? Do he not know what he? Do he not know what he did the first year in Cleveland? How he not lead a team? Do he not know Cleveland Cavaliers had never been to the NBA Finals? He took that team to 5 NBA Finals. Come on. Why? How is he talking crazy? How many times did he take Boston to the Finals? Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
He better think his GM. He better thank his GM for a trade for KD and Ray Allen. Because if that never would have happened, we wouldn't be talking about that nigga.
Facts.
For the nigga in Boston that scores some points and that's it and retired.
Can't get to the finals. Had a better man, this man Paul Pierce, man, he's nuts, man.
I never did introduce the topic, man.
We don't give a fuck about the topic.
And how you gonna say he ain't never do nothing by himself? Paul Pierce, you ain't never do nothing by yourself. Nigga, did you not know you ain't win that NBA finals by yourself? Come on, Paul Pierce, get with it, man. He should be in the top 5. Fuck out of here. Not supposed to be in the top 5.
Huh? Niggas been arguing with LeBron and Jordan, and you gonna say he not in the top 5. Nigga, shut up. You a hater.
He is.
You a hater. Be real, bro.
He's a hater, man. He a hater because he ain't do shit for his career. He got that one little championship, and that's it.
That's why. I like Kendrick Perkins. Shut him down. Kendrick Perkins was like, man, you hated LeBron since he stepped on the floor. You've been hating on him ever since.
I heard it was like a spit incident or something.
LeBron was trying to beat the – was going to put hands on him. He spit towards the bench.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, him and LeBron.
So LeBron did? Like LeBron spit?
Paul Pierce did. Paul Pierce did.
Okay.
All right. And him and LeBron never liked each other since.
What's your question, Jesse, man? What's your question, man?
Well, can y'all stop being so hostile?
No, nigga. What? Ask your question.
I am. Paul Pierce, y'all didn't see Paul Pierce just said something like within the last hour. Did y'all see that one?
No.
Be truthful. He said the big three. It was underwhelming. They should have won more than 2 titles.
Right. Agreed.
Well, in Miami?
Yeah. They
went to
won
the final 4 years straight.
Yeah, they should have won more than 2 titles.
They should have won 3.
If he would have stayed there, I'm sure they would have won probably one more.
No, they should have won against San Antonio.
They should have won 3.
They should have won against Dallas.
Dallas.
They should have won against Dallas.
They should have won against Dallas.
That last year? Yeah,
they played like bones in Dallas. Year?
That San Antonio team, buddy. Mm-mm.
And Dallas, they played like bums. They shouldn't have won that.
Nah.
Who, Dallas shouldn't have?
No, I'm saying the Heat team, LeBron and Wade, they play like bums.
But on paper, Miami, yeah, Miami's supposed to beat
that
team.
But I'm saying San Antonio, they had close games where they could have won the games.
No.
Not San Antonio.
No, that last year, LeBron's last year in Miami, no. They lost
San Antonio won in 5. Yeah, San Antonio won in 5 games.
Okay, yeah, maybe I'm tripping. Okay,
They beat Miami in Miami by 15.
So the only game they won was the Ray Allen shot?
No,
that was the year before.
Okay, all right.
They won that year.
Okay.
Ask Paul Pierce why his big three was so underwhelming. Bitch ass. Shut up. Nigga, like, what?
Well, hey, that's a fact. They only went to 2 finals. They only went to 2 finals, man.
And then LeBron put foots in his ass. Put foots in their ass.
He was still doing it before. He just didn't have a KG or a Ray Allen. He was doing it before. He was having 40 triple doubles. He was doing it before.
Then remember when they went to Brooklyn, he was like, I'm going to guard LeBron. LeBron had 50.
Shut up. Shut up. Paul Pierce needs to shut up. Yeah, he needs to shut up, man. You agree, don't you, Jesse?
I didn't say anything.
You better shut the fuck up. Yeah, shut up. How can a nigga be not in the top five, top three in scoring, top 10 in assists, top 15 in rebounds? Man, shut up.
Oh, don't forget 9 straight NBA Finals appearance.
Shut up. Like, shut up, bro. You don't need...
Yeah, Paul Pierce is that wild, man. He's wild. He's really bored, though. He's really bored. He's bored.
He probably was thinking about this for a long time. Was like, oh, I can't he wait should, till I get back.
He shouldn't be in the top five. LeBron, come, Jesse, come on now. Never mind. No.
Honestly, I never even watched the clip. I just seen the headline. I was like, I'm not watching this. So if he said he's not top five, where did he put him at? Did he put him like 6, 7, or no?
He didn't even.
He just said he don't need. He don't deserve to be in the top five.
So who did he put in his top five then?
I don't think Mike.
He gave a list. I think he said Mike, Kobe, Kareem. I can't remember, man.
Okay, never mind then.
But he didn't. I don't think he gave a five. I think that was a different clip I watched. But that particular clip, Jalen Rose and Jay Williams was looking at him like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? They were looking at him like, what?
LeBron's not in the top five.
How can crazy. You? Man, I seen that, man, because you know they've been releasing all these charts. LeBron has scored 2,000 points on Paul Pierce alone.
I think I did see that somewhere.
2,000 points.
I think I see that somewhere.
Man.
Shut the hell up.
Come on.
That's a lot of buckets, man.
Just shut up. You sound stupid.
That's a lot.
This man scored 2,000 points on you. 2,000.
I need to see that mug. I gotta Google that. I gotta see that.
Crazy.
I'm gonna find it for you. I'm gonna put it in the group.
Man, that's crazy. That's 2,000 points,
bro. They broke down LeBron. Every time LeBron go against Paul Pierce, he has 30 plus.
Oh, I believe that though. You can't keep up with LeBron. I believe that.
49 once, 45 like 3 times. Like, bro, shut up. Just be quiet.
The Celtics didn't have good help defense, though. That's probably why.
I ain't trying to hear that shit, man. They had KG down there.
They weren't good on switching.
Paul Pierce was their best defender. If this nigga's having 40 on him, they like, who else we going to put on him? That's the thing.
He wasn't good at switching, man. They didn't have good team communication on defense.
They should have been good at subbing.
This is the same nigga that got wheelchair out of the NBA Finals, man, for shitting on himself, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Who's listening to this guy?
You got Duke Stains, you 40 years old. Shitting on yourself.
Man, Paul Pierce, Why is he on TV, man? Why is he on TV?
Why y'all going in on Paul Pierce like that, man?
Fuck Paul Pierce. He crazy. LeBron should be in the top five. He probably think he should be in the top five.
Same thing about the top five.
No, not you. No. I'm talking about him. Like, he probably think himself should be in the top five.
On the ESPN list, where was he at? Was he like top 30s?
No. He wasn't even on there.
No, he was.
He wasn't on there.
He was on the list.
No, he wasn't on there.
I don't think he was on there.
He definitely won top 30. He definitely won top 30 because I think Wade was like 40
or
something.
They did 70 players. Paul Pierce wasn't even on there.
All right, Shaq, Kobe.
Go ahead, Jackie.
If he's not on there.
He's not on there.
No, I'm not saying he should be on there. I'm just saying for him to say something, he's not even.
I don't think he is. Four
players. That is insane. Yeah. If you're not in the top 40, then you really can't even say anything.
Don't even say nothing.
You can't say shit. Because I think Wade like 30-something.
Yeah, Wade is on there.
Yeah, I'm about to see. I'm trying to. There is a way I can show y'all. Oh, share screen.
Because even in that, That one finals they did win, Paul Pierce, good, but he wasn't. All
right, that's it.
Hold on. It's loading.
40, we got Chris Paul. Y'all still don't see shit?
I see you in the corner.
Yeah, okay, I see you.
Chris Paul.
I see it. Chris Paul is at 40.
Oh, there you go. Okay, yeah, I see it.
Patrick Ewing.
George, whoever the fuck that is. That's a tall ass nigga.
Whoever the fuck it is.
George Mikan?
Don't say George Mikan like you know George Mikan, nigga. Hold on. James Harden is 32?
Yeah.
Stockton, Greek. Wade is 26. Okay, I know Paul Pierce is in this low.
Was Kawhi on there?
Yeah, Kawhi was over Kawhi's. Kawhi's 25.
25.
Hold on, so Kawhi's over better Wade? Than no. Kawhi's over Wade. He's over Greek.
Yeah.
He's over Stockton. He's over Ty.
They wildin'. They wildin' for that. They tripping.
Kawhi's over this tall nigga.
Kawhi's
over Kevin McHale.
Nah. They wild.
He's over Patrick Ewing.
They wildin', bro. They crazy.
He's over Chris Paul. Okay. Is that the top of my list? Yeah. So where we at? We at Kawhi, like number 25?
25.
Yeah, 25. They wildin' for that.
So hold on.
Scottie Pippen 21. Scottie Pippen 21. Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, they said Scottie. They think Scottie Pippen was too high, too.
Hell yeah, he was.
Dirk too high?
Moses, Dirk 19. Mailman.
Dr. J? Ooh. I think that's high for Dr. Durant, J for me.
Stephen Curry, Hakeem.
Oscar Lynn.
All right. So, yeah, that's the top. What was it, the top 40?
So, Paul Pierce wasn't even on there. See?
Man, hell no. Nah. He don't deserve to be on there.
That's how you know, man. He can't talk, man. He can't talk, man.
All right, so we're in the 74s. Artis Gilmore, Dikembe, Dame. I'm surprised they put Dame in there.
Dame on there?
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Dame is on there too.
Hold on. If Dame is on there, then Ginobili can be on here.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I don't think Ginobili's on there, is he?
Yeah, no, he's not on here. Cowan.
They put Tony Parker in there.
Yeah, Earl Monroe, Alonzo. Alonzo Mourning shouldn't be here either.
Hell no!
Dennis Rodman.
Alonzo?
They just feel bad for him because what do you have, Dennis kidney Rodman. Failure or something? They just feel bad for Zoe, man. Willis Reed, Bob McAdoo. Oh, there we go.
There you go, 58, okay. All right.
Claude the Glide, Ray Allen, Vince Ray Carter. Allen,
Vince Carter?
Hey, it's getting wild.
Hold on. He is on there. Oh, he is on there.
What y'all got to say? What y'all got to say?
Fuck that nigga. I don't care. Wait a minute. You thought that was going to change? You thought that was going to change what I had to say?
On there? This list is ridiculous. This list is terrible. Anthony Davis. Whoa. Russ? Triple double.
Oh my God.
Paul Pierce was like 53 or something.
I think it was 53 or 52. So
that's too high. That's too fucking high.
So then that's too high.
Hell no. You still ass.
Oh my goodness. I thought that was gonna change or something, but I guess not.
No, we wouldn't be having this argument if he was like, you know, I'll take Jordan over LeBron. Okay, whatever. You know, that's the argument everybody has. But he's not in the top five.
You sound stupid, bro. You sound stupid.
Come on. That sounds like you want attention.
Yeah.
He's getting it.
fuck out of here with that shit, man.
Man, all attention ain't good attention.
Fucking stupid. This nigga in the top 100. Whoever made that list was terrible.
Yeah, that's a trash ass list. All right,
so no, I got a serious question. And y'all know I don't believe anything about him. But if Will Chamberlain is true, what else does he have to do not to be to be number one? I mean,
What was his stats?
That nigga averaged like 50 and 40.
Yeah, 50 and 24 or something like that, right?
Like, what else can he do, man?
Will, no, I think because he only won one ring.
He averaged 30.
Which is crazy.
He averaged 30 points, 22 rebounds, and 4 assists. No, he averaged 23 rebounds.
How many blocks?
Let's see. How you average 23 rebounds and 30 points? And he still averaged 4 assists at center.
At center, yeah.
Oh my goodness! Like, what else?
As far as I'm concerned, Will Chamberlain was a myth, man.
He was a myth.
He was a myth, bro.
Nigga, they don't ever have blocks on here. I don't think they was even recording blocks.
Well, that's why I said, was that even recorded yet? That's why I asked you. I was like, was that shit recorded yet?
Oh, my
But nah, goodness. Will, he only won one championship. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why they don't put him over Bill Russell.
Shit, Bill Russell got 11.
Bill Russell kicking his ass.
Yeah.
That wasn't going to work out.
Yeah, but we can find any video we want of Bill Russell, but we can't find any video of Will Chamberlain.
That is crazy, though. And they played at the same time.
I can't find a video of Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain playing against each other. If I can pull any other video of Bill Russell. That shit don't make sense.
With Chamberlain.
We just got a picture of this nigga scoring 100.
Can Paul Pierce even dunk? I ain't seen that nigga dunk on nobody, bro.
Can he dunk? I think maybe like in the beginning of the career, I think maybe at the beginning, but maybe after.
Only thing I can remember is that slow ass jumper, man.
Yeah, once he developed that, I think that's when he stopped dunking on motherfuckers. Yeah.
He could dunk because I remember, where's nigga pull shrimp from? He just reached in the sea and grabbed that.
He said that bitch out of the back of his head, man.
You grabbed it straight out the ocean. Where the hell that come from?
At the ocean, right? Yeah, at the ocean.
Oh, my
God. Hey, what's that? That ain't fried, though. I know it ain't fried.
Yeah, it's fried.
Yeah, that nigga, everything fried.
Yeah.
Facts, though. Oh yeah, that's definitely fried. I see the crumb pop off on the phone, bounce off the phone.
Oh shit. What else did I have? Fuck, I was gonna say something. Until you start asking.
Man, fuck that nigga. Him and KG.
Damn, KG didn't even say nothing.
Oh, what KG's? Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. That
fuck that nigga.
He broke him down.
We broke LeBron.
Ah, okay.
He said he broke LeBron. That's what he said.
And then what happened? Shut up, man.
Shit happens, man.
Fuck both of them niggas.
Hey, y'all been watching anything good?
Nope.
I just finished The Wire. I don't really like how it ended, but it was all right.
Are you sleeping down here?
Damn, she ain't fucking with you. Let's see. What have I been watching?
Man, crazy, man.
There ain't been nothing good to watch, really.
It hasn't, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I ain't been watching TV for real. I've been watching whatever the wife has been watching.
Oh, that's why she – never mind.
Nah. Y'all crazy. Nah, man.
That's why she left your ass and went downstairs. She turned you watching TV with her.
Nah.
Nigga, I always try to watch TV with me.
Nigga, I always watch TV with me.
And then come over there and comment. Chris over there froze in a crazy position.
I ain't froze, nigga. What you talking about?
No, you was frozen in a crazy position. Oh, man.
Nah. We had got the tub painted and shit.
Hey, man. That's your business, man. I didn't say nothing.
Facts.
That ball pointed out.
If y'all painting.
She get upstairs. She probably asleep right now.
What was that?
A fucking air conditioner.
Y'all got the air on now?
Man, I'm upstairs, bro. It'd be hot. It'd be hot up here, man. No.
Y'all supposed to shut the vents downstairs. That way everything can rise up and then it fall down.
Man, I've been up here, man, and I don't think it's open, bro. It won't open, bro. I don't know, man.
No, so downstairs, you shut all your vents downstairs, so that way if you cut on the air or the heat or whatever, it'd go upstairs first.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. This bitch, this girl, oh, never mind. Spent $300 on this damn thing.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Who did that?
You said what?
Look at Chris stuck again. Look stupid.
No, I don't think he's... No, he's stuck.
No, he's stuck.
He's stuck.
Oh, my goodness.
That man crazy, man.
That nigga need a hot spot or something. Shit.
A hot spot.
I'm froze this time.
Yeah, we
no,
know.
No, nigga, you froze this time. I'm froze this time. Yeah, we know.
We know, nigga. We see you frozen, my dog. That nigga said, I'm frozen for real.
Look at Bando keep the lotion next to the bed.
I said baby lotion.
He's so strapped.
Damn, man, you spitting, dog.
The lotion go on the skin.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, like you said, man, whatever goes on up here, man, stays in here, all right?
Yeah, my bad.
All right?
Yeah, nigga, quit meddling.
Thank you. Shit. Stay over it, nigga.
Chris, you ain't, nigga, you been froze for 10 minutes. Don't jump in talking shit.
That nigga said he finally unthawed.
Nigga, I unthawed. Nigga, I can talk shit now.
Good now. Fact, man, I need to get that lotion up out. Okay, here we go. Got to put my head in front of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Too late now. Nigga, we done seen it. Shit.
But this baby lotion, though. Oh, man.
Hey, that's your business.
Look. Hey. You ain't got to justify it for us.
Whatever, man.
You ain't got to justify
it. Whatever floats your boat.
Let me go back. Let me go back how I was before. Man, I was trying to get comfortable and shit.
Oh, nah. We don't want you to get comfortable.
That we don't want.
Oh, man, we don't want that, man. Oh,
yeah,
man.
We don't want that.
Oh, shit.
Y'all crazy, man.
All right, going. No one had nothing to watch. They don't know if I got any recommendations or anything.
No, yeah, man. Nothing been on TV, man.
I'm scared to go outside, but I'm ready to go outside, though. Be honest.
We went. We did a family outing last week. We went to Home Depot. that was a little cool field trip.
Yeah.
That's about it, huh? Yeah.
That's it.
Nothing really going on right now, man.
I mean, it's becoming normal. I don't feel like I'm about to explode, like I'm super bored, but it's just like, this is just normal.
Yeah, that's true.
It is what it is.
I can't say that, though. I ain't really been bored, though.
I mean, because honestly, all right, let's say if everything went back to normal, like we can't go out to eat, we can't go to the movies, so, I mean, shit, I don't know what I got to look forward to anyway.
Out of
the movies. Yeah.
A lot of these theaters going to be closed, nigga. It's a wrap.
Can't go to a bar, so I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Unless you go into another county, some of these counties got bars open.
Yeah, but those are the white counties, so I'm not going there.
Mm-hmm. They say you ain't fucking with them. Hell no.
I'm not going to the white counties.
They gonna lace my drink.
You know.
That's a fact.
We skipped that Kilroy's thing.
That was funny, bro.
Y'all seen that shit.
And the thing is, I never had any issues with Kilroy's. We used to go like every couple weeks. I've never had any issues with Kilroy's.
Me neither. They used they car me, but that's about it. I never got rejected at the door. Only place in Bar Ripple that did me like that was Brothers. I went there with my cousin one night, and a dude wanted me to take off my earring and my necklace and my hat. I'm like, man, I ain't doing all this shit. Fuck this place.
Oh, he was lying to you.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have been to Kilroy's a couple times. I never had problems when I went.
Yeah, we don't allow people with earrings or necklaces on. I'm like, what? Oh.
Especially if you're dark. Yeah. Especially if you're black.
And I'm black as hell, so.
Never mind. Oh, shit.
What? I didn't even say nothing.
Oh, shit.
Only issue I ever had was just at the bowl. So that was it.
I never been there.
I went there. It was fun. Once I actually did get in, it was fun. It was some white people partying.
Yeah,
they were shooting out foam and shit. It was some real white people shit. It was fun.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
nigga.
It was going down.
They was a foam real, though.
Yeah, foam party.
Fireball shots and shit. It was fun.
Oh shit!
That sounds like some white people shit. But now that Kilroy's thing, them comments was funny as hell though.
The funniest ones when the dude said, "Oh damn, do I still gotta show my birth certificate, 2 forms of ID, my debit card?"
damn.
Then that one comment that was like, "We should open up a black one and call it Leroy's."
Yeah.
That was funny.
It was the other one. Yeah. They did the life thing and said, "How much is it going to cost to turn those white only tables to Negro tables?"
Negro table, man, I see that too.
Yeah. People say a lot of shit about Kilroy's. I never had no issue. The one in Bar Ripple or downtown.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, since they catching so much heat, if they do some half off special shit, I still gotta go. I think that's what they should do to apologize. Do some half off specials.
For the niggas?
Yeah. Niggas.
For the niggas?
Yeah.
Pass
out some nigga coupons or something.
Nigga coupon, yeah.
That shit would be crazy as hell, man.
Hey, we be in there. Pass out some nigga
coupons. Like a motherfucker, boy. Like
that's
a motherfucker.
That's a fact.
I had that. Use my motherfucker. I'll use my motherfucking cord.
Hey, I walk right
bread
in.
Breadsticks, like, nigga.
Hey, I walk in there. Hey, I got my nigga slip.
I got my nigga slip. Serve me up. I got my nigga slip.
That'll be $28.99. Nigga slip.
Nigga slip.
I'm paying this in nigga slips.
Nigga slips.
Hey, yeah, they need to do that. I'm going to email somebody. So we get
some I'm gonna email somebody.
So we get some nigga slips, man.
Damn, you stupid, man.
I don't got nothing else. I think I'm gonna watch Life this weekend. Just
who?
Life. The movie Life.
The movie Life.
Man, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm probably just gonna watch that this weekend. Yeah, it's on Netflix. I'm gonna watch that.
Oh, it is? I'm watching it now. I'm gonna watch it now.
You see, Above the Rim is on Netflix too.
Yeah. Every movie in the early 90s is Chris shit.
Hell yeah. The Rim is a classic, nigga.
When Chris used to send that picture of the white guy in Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that fucked me up. I was like, damn, I remember that shit. I remember that motherfucking movie, dog.
Yeah, the air up there. Yeah, that shit was good.
I remember that fucking movie, man. Fucking old ass nigga.
Yeah,
I meant to ask you the other day, Chris. When they came out with Computer Love, how did y'all feel about that? Like, how was they so far ahead of their time?
That shit was that was the shit. Remember the Menace Society movie, nigga, when Kane was bumping that shit.
Yeah, but that's like in the '90s. How did they know about Computer Love back then? No, Computer Love came out in 1985.
I only remember it in the early 90s, bro. I wasn't even born in 85.
But when he was talking about computer level, I didn't even know what a computer was.
Damn, computers weren't even dead.
Yeah.
They didn't have broadband.
Damn, I never thought of that.
And they was talking about phone sex and shit, basically.
Hmm.
How they do that and they didn't even have computers? Y'all didn't have, like, FaceTime or all that shit.
Computers just came out.
Yeah, and they didn't have no cameras on there.
Yeah, for sure.
But they didn't even have dial-up. That's bullshit.
Yeah,
didn't even have dial-up.
When did the internet come out? Hold on.
90-something, right? 95, 96?
Shit, what? Google came. I didn't even know Google came out in the 90s. Did Google come out in the 90s? I think it was, what?
The internet came out August 6th of 91. Computer Love came out in 85. How the fuck did she know about? How did they know about that?
How the fuck did they know about
that? Hey, we need answers.
That man's definitely mad as hell, man.
Hey, what the fuck?
Something ain't adding up.
Yeah, that don't say, yeah.
I need answers.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, that don't make no sense. How the hell you talk to someone on a computer and y'all don't got internet?
I think it's how the fuck?
Only thing that was on the computer was Frogger. How the hell was y'all even talking to people?
That don't make no sense, bro. Computer love!
And I was like, hold on, this song old as hell. What the hell is she talking about? Your face
old as hell.
Your face on my computer screen. How the hell does his face get on the computer screen?
That's true. That's very true.
That ain't right, man.
So they already knew about Facebook and Black Planet and MySpace. They already knew about that.
Black Planet, woof.
Woo, yeah, get you a BBW.
We got to bring it up, man. We was wrong about the Nelly and Ludacris.
Oh, yeah, we was.
Nelly got his boots. Wow. Boots.
He did.
He got smoked.
Twisted. It wasn't even close. Like,
it wasn't. Oh, my God.
Smoked. That's a Luda smoked that nigga, boy.
Yes, he did.
He got smoked like a pack of cools.
I almost cried. And even like Nelly's, like even Nelly hits wasn't even hitting though. Like it was weird, bro.
Nah.
It wasn't
hitting,
bro. It's like everything Lou was playing, bro.
Nigga, baby,
he got my Wi-Fi. I swear. All you kept seeing was Luda picking his hair out every time. I thought you kept seeing Luda picking his hair out.
Hey, Ludacris kept laying, is different. He kept laying out. I didn't see that. Ludacris is different.
You see, they doing Jagged Edge versus 112 next.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's on Memorial Day. Hey,
yeah, I got.
I'm gonna have Jagged that one all day.
Jagged Edge. I got Jagged Edge, man. Probably yeah, man. 112 got more hits though. 112 got a lot of hits, but preferably I like Jagged Edge.
Whoa! 112 got more hits than Jagged Edge?
No.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
Oh no, man.
One who?
Yes, they do. 112 has more hits, bro.
I don't know. I'm
telling you off a fact. I looked it up. Me and Lakita looked it up. They got more hits.
But 112 don't got Let's Get Married.
Yeah.
Dang, who
got that? No, I like Jagged Edge.
But you just said
112
really?
Don't got Promise.
Mm-mm. Nigga, 112 got that song with Biggie. 112 got Peaches and Cream.
That's it.
112 got Cupid.
Oh, Cupid, yeah, that's my shit. That's my shit.
Like, they got hits. They got a lot of them.
No, bro. I wouldn't say they have hits, but I didn't more than Jack. I don't know, my God.
I like Jagged Edge better.
Yeah. I'm rolling with Jagged Edge.
I like Jagged Edge way better.
That's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one on Memorial Day too. That's
yeah. Oh yeah, that's gonna be real good then. Oh hell yeah!
Nice day, y'all.
And they already don't like each other, so that's gonna make it even better.
They already don't like each other.
Yeah, didn't they say they fought in like Hawaii or some bullshit?
They didn't fight, but they was going to.
Yeah.
You already know. Look at answers. What? Look at answers.
All right, man. We about to get out of here.
First, man, got a shout out to my nigga DeJuan Newsom for looking out for the shirts. Shout out, my G.
Oh shit, that's what's up, nigga. I didn't. That's wrong.
My blinking a little bit too much.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Yeah, shout out, my nigga.
Hold on, what?
My nigga DeJuan for the hookup.
Hold on, what?
Hold on. Time out. Hold on.
All right, so this has been another great episode.
Hold on.
What'd you say?
Shout out my nigga. He wanted me to get a picture.
Hey, Bando,
nigga,
you frozen. What'd you say?
Hold on. Time out.
Bando, you frozen.
Hold on, the flag on the plate. Hold on.
Hold on. I can't see you. You frozen.
Hold on. Time the fuck out. Let me see
got
that shirt.
Names.
Let me see.
Got
it.
Our
let
names and shit on it.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Let me see your shirt. Okay.
All right, so we gotta check out
Legal Drug Dealers Podcast. Now, got the name right there.
All right, so we checking out. What you say?
What's about a bitch?
It has
a Tommy Hilfiger. What the fuck?
Right. I put it in the group twice and you ducked us.
My name Dijon.
My name Dijon.
I didn't get nothing. Damn. Oh, shit.
What are you talking about, man?
Oh, nothing, man. Damn. All right. Oh, shit.
Jesse, you stupid,
this is awkward,
man.
Bro. Yeah, this is awkward, bro. Yeah, man, it's been a good episode, man. Holy shit. Oh, damn. Okay.
That's been a great episode.
Man.
No, we did text you and say something, man.
In the refrigerator.
He left already?
Yeah. No, you can take them. I just wanted a couple of them. Okay. That nigga dip out. He left.
Nah, he cut off his video for some reason.
Hold on,
but he's still. Ah, there you go.
Oh shit, he probably got his lotion.
There you go.
Damn. What happened, man? You disappeared for a little moment.
Yeah. Oh man. All right,
we check it out.
Hold on, what you doing, bro?
Oh man!
What's the screen, man?
Oh man!
He must have dropped the phone or something. Yeah, I don't think he put it down. I think he just he must have dropped it behind the bed or something.
He must have dropped it behind the bed. It slid behind the bed.
Yeah. Yep, that's what happened.
Oh, man.
All right, we about to check out, man. You need to do your AKAs before we check out, man.
I'm good.
How you gonna say you were good?
Nigga, we can see your forehead.
That's all right.
Goodness. All right, it's been another great episode of Legal Drug Dealers Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Green. To the left of me, we got
C. Will, a.k.a. Chris with the Stick, a.k.a. Far East Chris.
And to the right, checking out, we got the John, a.k.a.
We can see your head, buddy.
A.k.a. Far East. We about to check out.
But you...
Oh, he gone.
goodness.